Good morning. Thank you very much for listening. White Way, brought to you by Moriri Hongwanji Buddhist Temple. I'm Reverend Sean Kosho Yagi, resident minister of Aiya Hongwanji Buddhist Temple. Time flies. It's already September. Almost three quarters of the year has passed. Anyway, September is important season for Buddhist temples. We will have Ohigam and Peace Day. This morning, I would like to share about Ohigam. Ohigam services are conducted twice a year in the spring and fall. This devotion lasts 1 week, with the middle day of this 7-day period being the spring and autumn equinoxes. Although it differs slightly from year to year, this middle day, known as Chunichi, is considered to be significant because the length of the day and night is equal. Generally, the middle day falls on March 21st for spring Ohigam and September 22nd for autumn Ohigam. It is said that the first Higan service in Japan was conducted 1,210 years ago in the year 806. When Emperor Kammu issued an edict ordering priests throughout the empire to chant the Kongo Hanyakyo in the vernal and autumnal equinox week. There is a phrase, Atsusa Samusamu Higan Made, which means no heat or cold last over the equinox season. In Japan, the changing of season is totally different from here. Here in Hawaii, it is most impossible to tell. It is still as hot as summer. There is little to indicate the coming of autumn, only by the calendar, or maybe can tell by the storm season. Higan is an abbreviation of Tohigan, literally meaning to arrive at the other shore. In the original Sanskrit, it is Paramita, which has the same meaning. In Buddhism, the world of illusion is referred to as this shore, and the world of enlightenment is called the other shore. Transcending the life of birth and death and crossing over the sea of worldly passions means to reach the other shore of enlightenment. Buddhism, indeed, is dedicated to turning illusion into enlightenment, and all the Buddhist practices are directed essentially to this noble purpose. The various sutras teach the six paramita as the way of reaching the other shore from this shore. The six paramitas consist the following. First, giving, action of love and compassion. Second, morality, actions based on Buddhist morality. Third, perseverance, perseverance in truth. Fourth, effort, directing one's efforts towards Buddhist practices. Fifth, concentration, pacifying our minds in meditation. And last one is wisdom, gaining insight into truth. Any person who faithfully practices the six paramita can reach the other shore and attain enlightenment. However, the searching question is, can we really practice this difficult path of self-power? This is the most important question in our religious life. A flower blooming on a precipice may be desirable, but may also be out of our reach. So too is a lofty ideal that is unattainable in the practical world. We live a life that is best beset on the one hand by the busy hours of daily work and the other by the pursuit of recreation in order to seek respite from the daily stress. Even the regular weekly worship at temple is a difficult practice to follow. How much more difficult is the complete practice of the six paramitas? That is why Shinran Shonin taught the Nembutsu teaching of the Nembutsu. According to Shinran Shonin, Amida Buddha manifested himself as Bodhisattva Dharmakara and meditated and practiced for infinite number of kalpas in order to fulfill all virtues embodied in Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu is the crystallization of the practice of the six paramitas and all the other good practices. This name is given to all sentient beings as a gift. Therefore, when we understand Amida's great labor of love that is inherent in the Nembutsu and awaken faith in Amida Buddha, the six paramitas and the other practices are transferred to us and become our spiritual treasure. We are thus given the true cause for our enlightenment in the Pure Land through the grace of Amida Buddha. This religious experience is known as the awakening of faith. When we truly realize Amida's infinite compassion, there arises within our hearts a natural expression of gratitude for salvation that is assured. Because of this feeling of gratitude, those who follow Shinran Shonin gave the Higan service a special name, not sounds familiar here in Hawaii, but called Sanbutsu-e, meaning a service to praise the virtues of Amida Buddha. The Higan services then achieve a new significance as the dedication to the practice of six paramitas in gratitude. It would be most fitting to practice all the six paramitas in gratitude, but if that is impossible, at least we would like to practice the first one, the giving. The act of giving can be demonstrated in three ways. The gift of faith, the gift of material object, and the gift of peaceful mind. Furthermore, there are seven gifts of poor. These are gifts which anyone can give even without power and material possessions. The seven gifts are gentle eyes, a smiling face, gentle words, a gentle attitude, a kind heart, sharing our possessions, and cooperative living. In other words, the giving of the seven gifts does not mean merely to show a smiling face, but actually practice these based on warm-heartedness and compassion. I believe that of all the countless words in the world, there are none so beautiful as arigato, thank you. I once heard that a man traveled around the world with the words thank you written in various languages on a piece of paper and pinned to his chest. In this manner, with a friendly smile on his face, this man had a most enjoyable trip. Indeed, the expression thank you warms the hearts of people and brightens the world. Thank you is truly an expression that pours out from the lips of the person who awakens to Amida Buddha's compassion and joyfully embraces faith in Amida Buddha. As we observe the Higan services, let us gather around the shrine of Amida Buddha morning and night and express our deep feeling of thank you in the recitation of the Nembutsu. With the Nembutsu as the moving power of our lives, let us start with the practice of the seven gifts of the poor, and from there, proceed, expand, and deepen our spirit of thanksgiving to embrace all the practices of the six paramitas. I would like to conclude this morning white message with a reading of aspiration from our Gatha book. With a heart full of love and gratitude, I repeat the holy name and take refuge in Amida Buddha, in his teaching and in his temple. May my parents, my family, and my teachers be surrounded by the life, light, and love of eternal Buddha. Namo Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Buddha. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.